A last-ditch effort to woo voters. Suman Sayami joined supporters on a bike ride around Kathmandu, where he's running for a seat in parliament.
Political systems have changed many times, but people's circumstances haven't improved. The reason is that it's the same legacy, and now it's important to break that legacy.
Online, a campaign called No Not Again, as in no to traditional politicians, has gained traction. In local polls in May, a number of candidates from major political parties lost to independents. One of the biggest winners, rapper and now mayor of Kathmandu, Balin Shah. The growing movement is being referred to as the Balin effect.
We need young leaders. The old leaders haven't done anything. We want to give the young people a chance.
10 administrations have come and gone since the end of the monarchy in 2008. The top contenders have served as prime minister multiple times. And none of the parties that have won elections have finished their five-year term.
There are more than 2,400 candidates vying for 165 directly elected parliament seats. Of that number, more than 800 are running as independents. That's a record for elections that for years have been dominated by well-entrenched politicians. But it's too early to tell whether the political tide is turning.
Sayami is confident of victory, but analysts say the newcomers may be popular in the cities and among young voters, but they have not been able to make inroads in the countryside.
So when you look at the urban areas, you see a lot of social media action happening. When you go to the villages, you go to far-off places, there their demands are, we need roads over here. You know, we need water in our tap.
Sayami says his platform is no different, but he maintains his opponent's promises are empty and has assured voters that he isn't just paying lip service.
What I'm offering are things that have been pending. The people would have been satisfied if their constitutional and fundamental rights of education, health, employment were met.
No matter who wins, analysts say these elections have proven that there is hope for change. It may not happen now, but there are signs a new generation of leaders could govern Nepal one day. Barnabilo, Al Jazeera, Kathmandu.